WDET recently explored the history of black motorcycle clubs in the latest episode of our Curiosity podcast. Bikers say they are not always tied to a brick-and-mortar clubhouse. There are groups where members join just to ride the roads together. The Christian Riding Group, Broken Chains, cruises through Metro Detroit and to all points across the state and country. Biker and Michigan resident Johnny Van Patten tells WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter his personal journey stretches from Broken Chains to the rough groups called One Percenter Clubs. And one note, this interview contains descriptions of a suicide attempt that some listeners may find disturbing.
My dad died when I was 10 years old in a motorcycle accident. He was part of a 1%, one of the most notorious ones in the nation, so, and in the world. But I grew up in that lifestyle, so all his brothers kind of brought me up. And I've been riding since I was 5 years old, so I've been doing this for about 50 years. 1%ers, you know, there's a lot of politics that you got to really watch out for. Who you approach, how you approach, who you can and can't talk to. Like 1%ers, anybody with a diamond patch, you ain't going to just walk up to them and say, hey, brother, you're not their brother. It's a good way to get snatched up by somebody that's standing by them. Respect. You always take your glasses off, your glove off. You introduce yourself as your own name, not your riding name. So I would be like, hi, my name is Johnny Joe. I'm with Broken Chains. That's how I introduce myself. And then if they ask who's Broken Chains or where, you know, why do we get the right to wear these? Because you can't just wear a patch in some states. They'll come take it right off your back. So if you don't have clearance from some of the 1%ers that run that state, then you don't belong.
But Van Patten says there are many other motorcycle clubs beyond the notorious 1%er groups.
There's your day riders. There's your mom and pops, your church riders. We got a group of people from our church that ride now. So we did a charity ride in Flint recently. It was for a fallen officer. There's probably 700 bikes that rode on that charity ride. And then we ended up at thousands of bikes. And now you had everybody. You had all the big ones. And I won't say their names because I don't want to put them out there and have them coming after me. But all the big ones were there. And some of them weren't getting along. And it was a little bit scary. But then you have thousands of people that are getting along. What you hear about bikers is probably true in some clubs and in some way. And if you don't know, you're probably best off not asking questions. It's a lifestyle that you're invited into. If you came with this microphone up to certain people, you'd probably see some prospects carrying you off somewhere and probably taking that from you. That's the 1%er lifestyle. Somebody like me who's got nothing to hide or not doing anything illegal, not into that lifestyle any longer, I stand proud and tall as who I am. I'm a biker who's in Christ now.
Van Patten says his path to joining a Christian biker group took him down a very dark road.
For me personally, I fell as far as I could fall. I couldn't get no lower in life. I had become a person that I vowed I'd never become in my life. I seen it all. I drank probably a half gallon to a gallon every day for 25 years, you know. Did as much as an ounce of cocaine a night habit. That type of lifestyle over the years really wore me down. And I ended up hanging myself in a garage October 19th, 2007. And that was where it happened for me. I heard this little whisper in my ear, and then, not like this. And that's when I met God. And I don't know how to explain that to people. There was no booming voice, no angels singing, no shining lights, none of that. But I knew I was in the presence of something greater than myself and greater than this world. And I don't know how I got out of the situation, because I was literally hanging from a rafter, because it was a bona fide miracle for me. And I got out of that situation. Then I got clean and sober. I had turned myself in for a crime that was 5 years old at that point. Went to prison for 10 years, took sobriety and recovery with me into the prison system, became a facilitator, and started teaching men what I had found out. So for the last 15 years, I've been teaching men how to make better decisions with their lives, and kind of changed my life around, because I was a hardcore criminal. I grew up with drug smugglers and cartels and 1% lifestyle. So to go from the gang banging and the biker gangs and the cartels to being an ordained minister and a motorcycle missionary riding around the country letting people know that change is possible, you're talking opposite ends of the scale.
Van Patten says those riding with broken chains are still very much bikers.
That's the testimony, and that's what we do as Broken Chains members. We ride around letting people know about that. We're Christ-centered in recovery, so all the debauchery that you get with your typical what you really see of the bikers and having a good time, we have a good time in a different way. So we're not drinking and smoking and carrying on and doing the things that, you know, are of the world. We're doing Jesus things. And we do them to an extreme because we are bikers in recovery, and we get together, you know, we praise and worship, and we're open about it. You know, I got patches on here that said, these are my church clothes. When people see me in normal clothes, they don't even know what to think. They're like, are you on the court or what? Because this is how I am. Matter of fact, my pastor rode here with me. He's a new biker, and it's kind of neat to see my head, because I belong to a big church, and they see me all the time as the biker dude. Now my head pastor's a biker, and he's starting to embrace the lifestyle, and it's kind of neat because he's kind of like a little kid learning all these things.
Even though some rough times in Van Patten's life are associated with motorcycles, he says there's just something that keeps drawing him back to the big bikes.
Two wheels in the wind, and again, freedom to ride. When you're by yourself and your thoughts on a bike, it's a different aspect of things. I get closer to God every time I ride out on a backcountry road somewhere. So it doesn't. There's no prerequisite to be a biker, but there is a lifestyle that you need to learn about when you become a biker. Because when we show up in the thousands, we're not looking at patches. We're not looking at your color of your skin. We're not looking at your financial statements. We're looking at two wheels in the wind, and we're looking at a biker. When we get on these bikes, we forget everything. Motorcycles fix everything for a little bit.